take a good deep breath. We're going to shift. We're going to do a hard shift of energies and go into our mihrab now with the lights down and start with a little music. Let's take a couple good deep breaths, though, as we go into the mihrab. And I'm going to start it as a story. And let me know when music. You ready back there? Take a good deep breath. Interesting thing is we've gone through a lot today, a lot of words, bad words too. But feel into a moment for the energy, for the energies. You have that right to feel things, the communications on many different levels. This story is a very true story. It's about a Shambra, a true master. A true master. She was like so many of you. Came to the planet quite a while ago. And early in life, wondered why she had come to the biological family that she'd come to. Never felt quite right with it. Never felt like she was really a member of the family. It wasn't bad family, it wasn't, I mean, there's some abuse, but it wasn't anything extraordinary. But she just never felt like, well, she was one of them. At a very early age, I remember seeing her sitting on the grass in front of the house, daydreaming, saying, someday I'm going to escape from this place. Not meaning just her family in the house, but the place meaning kind of like a energy, a reality. Someday I'm going to escape from this place. Someday I'm going to go see the world. Someday I'm going to be able to follow my heart. I remember watching her on that day. So determined, so beautiful. She wasn't a great student at all. Didn't care that much for school. And it was interesting because while she was so good with people, she didn't have a lot of friends, didn't want a lot of friends. I found it was important to take plenty of time to herself. She was attractive, and the boys kind of chased after her, but, you know, she had some built-in thing, this kind of, I guess you call it a safety net, not to get too involved in relationships, because she knew ultimately where she was going. There wasn't room for that. Unfortunately, I guess, but there just wasn't room. She left home at a relatively early age, shortly after high school, and went to college, studied psychology, healthcare, and never really that into the study. She just wanted to get out there and get her hands in it, do the work, not just study it. And she eventually got through all the schooling and went out into the job world and was very disappointed at her dreams and her goals, her aspirations for helping other people were being crushed by the system, by bureaucracy, by people's egos and all the things that, you know, happen once you get into the real world, as they call it, which really isn't the real world. And she got married along the way, but the relationship was okay, but just okay. And she never really put herself totally into it. She kind of felt bad about that, but she couldn't help it. She just couldn't totally immerse into it. She couldn't let her own soul go that deep into another person. She loved to travel. She could not stay in one place at one time for anything. She found herself driving around. Her car was probably the most important thing to her of anything, whatever car she happened to have, her car, because that was her freedom. She'd hop in that car and just drive, meet people along the way. She'd take jobs, well, for a period of time, never too long. She'd take jobs as a caregiver. She was an excellent teacher also, but she could never stick with it for a long period of time. She found Crimson Circle 15 plus years ago. I'm not getting emotional, she is. She found Crimson Circle and she knew she was home. These were her people. The ones that mattered more to her in life than anybody else, any other she'd ever met. She was home. She found herself traveling to the different meetings and workshops. She became a Crimson Circle teacher and then a mentor teacher. It was difficult for her, especially when COVID hit and she had to kind of reduce her travels and reduce being here with Chambra. In the last year or so, well, let me back up a little bit more, 2020, she realized. She wasn't resisting it anymore. She wasn't dealing with it theoretically. She said to herself one day, in the car, of course, I am realized. And it became so. And it was like so much from her was released at that point. So much of the worry and the doubt and the unsafety and the what ifs, and suddenly it's I am realized. And you know, the big lightning bolt didn't come down from heaven and angels didn't dance around her car. She spent that night actually at a campground, building a campfire, nobody else around, just gazing into the fire, realizing what it really means to be realized. It's so subtle and so beautiful. And about a year ago, she said, you know, I'm leaving. I'm going. But I'm going to do it my way. And it's difficult because she struggled. She said, you know, maybe I should stay on the planet. Maybe Adamus, you know, wants me here to shine my light and all the rest of that. But in the end, she said, no, I am choosing what I want. I'm choosing even how I die. She spent the better part of the last year driving around visiting friends, visiting places that she loved dearly, closing things up, wrapping things up. No drama, none whatsoever. No anger. No, she'd long, long, long let go of all that. No sadness. And then one day she went out to the campground by herself. One day recently went to the campground by herself. Sat and just looked at the water. Petted her car. Talked to her car. Thought about her lifetime and about her realization. And then just started walking towards the water, towards the lake, or the ocean rather. Started walking towards it. First she could feel the cold upon her feet from the water, that stimulation that you get when it first hits your feet, the awareness, oh, that's water and it's chilly. And she got into about her knees and realized, yeah, it was really pretty cold. Maybe I should have picked a better way to go, but no, this is how I planned it. And by the time she got up to her waist, she was already gone. She crossed over. Her physical body, I guess, continued going, walking into the water. She hadn't really thought about taking the body with her one way or the other, but it just kept on going out into the water, but she left. She spent a number of weeks just hanging around the planet, in non-physical form, of course, visiting some of you. And just feeling from the other side what this is all about. No remorse, of course, no remorse. And then, not so long ago, I guess about a week or so ago in your Earth time, she said, okay, time to walk on. And when she did, she found herself immediately at the Ascended Masters Club. And we're talking about the one that many of you know, Patty Severance. Patty Severance. Patty's with us today. She's crying. She is so filled with tears. Tears of love and joy for you, for her family, for the ones she knew personally, and even the ones she didn't know, I'd never met, but just the energy of a family. She is an Ascended Master. Of course, right away, there was quite a celebration with Sartre and Goodarka and some of the others who have crossed over, and the joy of seeing them. Now it brings up a big question. Big question. She left. It wasn't painful. It wasn't difficult. She left. And she'll agree with me when I say it. It's the easiest thing you ever do. And I call her a true master because she knew it was over for her. And again, there wasn't any drugs involved. She just walked out of her body. And it wasn't because of some medical issue or anything. It was just time. And it brings up a very important thing. She's a true master because she followed her heart and what she wanted to do. But here you are, still on the planet. It brings up a big question. Why? You don't have to be here. By the way, I want to be very, very clear. This was not suicide. Suicide is when one takes their physical body, the life of their physical body, and therefore their brain. When you just walk out, it's not suicide. You're not destroying your body or your brain. You are choosing consciously to leave. So it brings up such an issue about staying, about going forth. Now, she just didn't have the energy. She said, I've been here, 70 plus years on the planet. I'm tired, I'm done, and I'm happy. And it's fine if the rest of you stay, but now is my time to leave. So she's here today with us, first of all, to send her love and her greetings, but to ask you a very pointed question. Looking into your heart, do you want to stay? She didn't. Looking into your heart, and she's saying now there's no fence sitting on this. There's no, well, maybe, maybe not. Do you want to stay? And if you do, it's time to claim your rights as a master. You can't do it without it. It's going to hurt too much. You can't maybe your way into this. If you want to stay, claim your rights. If you don't want to stay, you can walk out. Your spirit really leaves your physical body before it's physically dead. You're gone. It's just kind of on robo mode at that point. It could be days, but it's dead. And she asked that very profound question today. What would you like to do? She has no remorse or guilt or any of that. You can't when you're an Ascended Master about not sticking it out on the planet. None whatsoever. but she wants to make it very, very clear, you to make it clear within yourself. Do you choose to stay? And therefore, do you choose to have your energy serve you, or do you want to leave? There's no in between. Her words, not mine. Let's take a good deep breath. Dear Patty. Oh, many of you knew her personally. She was here many times, came to the gatherings many times. She's now an ascended master. How about that? Yeah, it deserves an applause. And she's saying right now, in answering Crowder's earlier question, yes, there really is an Ascended Masters Club. There really is, and it's fascinating, fabulous. So let's take a good deep breath right now into this whole question. If you staying, not staying, we talked about it before, but if you choose to stay, it's time to claim your rights. You're going to need them. And, hell, they're your rights anyway. So accept them. If you choose to leave, don't... her words now coming through. If you choose to leave, don't dilly-dally around with it. Don't play it like a game for 5 years. Am I going to leave or not going to leave? Because you're going to get involved in your own soap opera. What you want to do is just make a decision and then just do it. Her words. Let's take a good deep breath here. Now, she's wanting to know if we're going to be bringing her up for a channel at some point at maybe the next Merlin event or the one after that. You just got to be an Ascended Master. Just chill out a little bit. So, it's such a wonderful time, such a changing time that we have right now. If you're going to stay, claim your rights. Let's take a good deep breath with that as we bring the Art of Benching series to an end, getting ready for ALT. Good deep breath and remembering all the time that all is well in all of creation. With that, thank you. I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain. Thank you.